In this bulletin, New Zealand police have formally identified the first victim of the White Island volcano eruption. The EU has called on the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to vote on a Brexit agreement as soon as possible. And in cricket, Australia has the upper hand in the day-night test against New Zealand. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New Zealand police have confirmed the death toll of the White Island volcanic eruption has risen to 15. Officers have been able to recover six bodies from the island so far. Police and Navy divers unsuccessfully searched the volcanic island on Saturday for two missing bodies. New Zealand Police Deputy Commissioner Mike Clements says he understands the mission is sensitive.
We know that time is of the essence, but the reality is, for the time being, we've recovered the six obvious bodies. But we've got more work to do. We've got two more, and we're actually determined to get them back.
New Zealand police have formally identified 21-year-old Crystal Browitt from Melbourne as one of the victims of the White Island eruption. She is the first victim of the eruption to be formally identified. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has visited parts of Northern England formerly held by his Labour opponents after his election victory. Mr. Johnson pulled off the Conservatives' biggest win since former leader Margaret Thatcher's 1987 success. It's believed Mr. Johnson's plan to remove Britain from the European Union by the end of January won over many former Labour voters. Mr. Johnson says he wants the country to move on from Brexit together, and he plans to deliver.
Because I think Brexit is now unstoppable, but we must get Brexit done. And on the rest of election night, what I would say to you, as I said just now, I think it's very, very important that if you have a big majority, that you don't have any sense that this is a moment to bring people together.
British MPs will vote on the Brexit deal before Christmas. European Council President Charles Michel agrees it should happen quickly.
We expect, as soon as possible, the vote by the British Parliament on the withdrawal agreement. It's important to have the clarity as soon as possible. We are ready. The European Union will negotiate in order to have a close cooperation in the future with the UK.
Former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has been convicted of money laundering and corruption. The 75-year-old has been sentenced to 2 years in minimum security after being in custody since April. Sudan's military ousted al-Bashir after months of national protests against his authoritarian rule. When the verdict was announced, some of his supporters shouted Islamist slogans before security forces pushed them out of the courtroom. Police have charged a teenage boy after a stabbing victim died in a Gold Coast hospital. The 15-year-old has been charged with murder, an axe intended to cause grievous bodily harm, after an altercation at Surfers Paradise on Friday night. Another 17-year-old who suffered stab wounds is receiving treatment. The accused boy will face the Children's Court tomorrow. Environmental activists have rallied outside a climate summit in Madrid, dumping horse manure on a road as part of the Extinction Rebellion movement. During the final moments of the COP25 summit, the group is pushing for world leaders to take meaningful climate action. However, so far, negotiators have been unable to agree on how to implement the 2015 Paris Agreement to tackle global warming. Mother Emma Dean is an Extinction Rebellion member, and she is upset by what the future looks like for her daughter.
I fully expect that my child is going to know about starvation. I believe that she'll live in a world where she won't be able to see all the beautiful things that I've seen. Half of the world's going to be underwater. She's not going to experience a lot of places that I've been to. I think she's going to deal with extreme heat, extreme cold.
In cricket, Australia is in a dominating position for the day-night test against New Zealand. Australia dismissed the visitors despite losing a flurry of wickets on Saturday. Mitchell Starc was the pick of the bowlers with a 5-wicket haul. Australia will resume on Sunday at 6 for 167. And now we'll look at today's weather. Perth, very hot and sunny, 40. Adelaide, sunny, 29 degrees. Melbourne, mostly cloudy, 22. Hobart, rain at times, 20. Canberra, partly cloudy, 30. Wollongong, partly cloudy and smoke haze, 26. Sydney, much the same, 28. Newcastle, similar conditions, 29. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 33. Cairns, much the same, also 33. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.